The views and opinions expressed by Brock and Hunter are ridiculous and should not be heard by anyone. WIRX denies any responsibility for anything that happens over the next 4 hours. Let's start the show.
Morning, beautiful.
Good morning, beautiful.
Ugh, leave me alone. I'm sleeping.
In that case,
morning, Sleeping Beauty.
Leave me alone. Leave me alone.
But it's Valentine's Day. You love Valentine's Day.
Oh, it's what? It's Valentine's Day? Again?
What is your problem?
It's Valentine's Day.
You don't really celebrate Valentine's Day.
Well, that's tough.
Well, tough.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey! Grab your genitalia and then lick you from your Adam's apple up across your face.
I've had some of the kinkiest sex you can imagine.
Hey! Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do.
Hey! They're not children. They're not adults. They're animals. Filthy, wild animals.
Hunter, I gotta ask you something.
Go ahead.
Will you be my Valentine? I put out on Valentine's Day.
Oh, you do? Well, hell.
Why didn't you just lead with
well,
that?
Well, hell. Why are we even doing the show?
I know. Let's just get out of here. Me and you, let's run away together. Hey, good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Happy Valentine's Day.
Might be the coldest Valentine's Day in history.
Not even worth it. I'm just turtling right now. I'm like a Ken doll down there. It's so cold.
It's just a Ken doll. Just nothing. Tan underwear. That's all it is. Anyway, should have done the show from outside today.
Actually, wait. You can't be my Valentine because... No. All the listeners are our Valentine.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every single one of you are our Valentine, and we're going to get real weird later on.
You're sucking up to our listeners.
That's right. Won't you be my Valentine? yes, good Friday morning. Happy Valentine's Day. Busy Friday coming up. We got a ton of stuff to get to. Usually this is where I say we have a great show, but I don't know what kind of show we're going to have. It's cold. All the blood is rushing to my nipples because it's so cold out.
Yeah. Some hard nips this morning, man.
Rock hard.
You know, the whole show dedicated to the ladies out there. It is Valentine's Day, right?
That's right. That's right.
Can we do that?
It's for the guys and gals. Valentine's Day is for all sexes.
Is it?
Yeah. I was going to say, though, my nipples are so hard, I can cut a heart into the glass on the window.
Do it.
I'm going to do it. Prove it. Yeah, we're going to have some fun for you on a Friday and celebrate Valentine's Day, the day of love in the best, least creepiest way possible. So stick around.
You know, I really don't get the opportunity to tell you a lot. I know we spend a lot of time together here in the mornings, but...
look me in the eye when you say this next thing.
Sorry, I had to think of what I was going to say, but, you know, Brock, really... I hate you.
I hate you so much. Today is the day I finally declare it. Yeah. I hate you so damn much.
So damn much.
So damn much. Well, on that note, you bastard, you ruined Valentine's Day. We'll be back in a few. Hey, here's a perfect song for a Valentine's Day. It's Creep, Radiohead.
Oh, nice.
You're real creepy on Valentine's Day. Good
Lord.
Maybe
some of us that don't have Valentine's.
This is for the people in the bushes looking at their Valentine. Yes. She will be mine. Yes. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX. We'll be back.
Rex. Everything that rocks.
Oh, snap. Hey, good morning. 6:12. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up, kid?
All right. We got a lot of stuff to get to this morning, obviously. But before we move on, there are some closings and delays. By the way, if you miss anything, WIRX.com, there's a big yellow bar. At the right of that bar, there's a thing that says closings.
Click on it.
C-L-O-S-I-N-G.
S.
Closings. It's pluralized.
Anyway, more than one.
It's brought to you by Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters and Medic One Ambulance. And if there is any closings, we'll have it on there for you. So today there are some closings. Bangor Public Schools, Bloomingdale Public Schools, Decatur Public Schools, all closed.
Yeah, Fenville Public Schools, Gobbles.
It's Gobbles, moron.
Gobbles? Oh. Gobbles Public Schools, closed. Maybe you need to go back to school. Maybe they had too many closings when you were in school.
Public schools.
Perfect for Thanksgiving.
Hartford Public Schools, Lawrence Public Schools, Lawton Community Schools, all closed.
South Haven Public Schools, Van Buren ISD Behavioral Education Center, that is closed. Van Buren ISD Conference Center, that is closed. Van Buren ISD Learning Center, closed. Van Buren ISD Technology Center is closed.
And then Watervliet Public Schools, closed as well.
That's right.
If any more come across our board, we'll let you know. But again, don't forget to check out WIRX.com. The closings page brought to you by Kepner's Precision Auto Crafters, Medic One Ambulance.
Frosty's got his hat on this morning, Brock.
Happy birthday! What are you talking about, Frosty, you moron? You high again, Frosty?
Yes. It's that pipe.
It's that pipe.
That corn pipe. Wait, I know what's in it.
You smoking crack, Frosty. Yeah. All right, we got sports coming up, and I do want to touch on what we discussed a little bit yesterday with Matthew Stafford.
All right.
So
nice.
Stick around for that. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter.
What's up, man?
What's up, your ass?
I'm pretty excited.
Frozen ass.
Yeah.
Why are you all excited?
I have no idea.
Just, I'm amped up, bro.
I must have drank some of your caffeine this morning.
Yeah. Don't you touch my caffeine, you bitch. Anyway, it's 6:20.
Oh, yeah, and sorry for being a dick yesterday. I don't know why. I was in a weird mood.
You were. You were kind of a...
Just kind of blacked out during the whole show and was just apparently a dick.
You were kind of a b-hole all day.
Yeah.
You're a real big b-hole.
And you were all nice and excited and ready to go, and I just bring you down.
Not really. I was egging you on. It was the worst.
You're right. You were egging me on.
I was poking the bear. What?
You're the dick.
No, wait. You're the bad guy. Anyway, quick look at your forecast here. Today, it's going to be cold.
Coldest of the week, right?
Yeah, we got some lake effect snow this morning. That's going to taper off. Then it's partly sunny. There's the good news. But a high of 18. We got some wind chills. That'll be dropping that down. Tonight, low of 5. Wind chills near -5. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Chance for some snow in the evening. Could see an inch in a few spots. High of 32. Then it's warming up a little bit. But no, we got some cold temps the next couple of days.
I was out yesterday a little bit, and I heard some people talking. Man, you know, it's going to be, you got to be careful. It's going to be cold tomorrow. Gonna be cold. I'm like, cold where? In your house? Because I'm pretty sure you have a house.
Yeah.
What is it in your house? You know who should be talking about how cold it is? Bums. The bums should be discussing it. Like, dude, you need to, like, figure it out, like, in the next few hours.
Hey, Mr. Hobo, is it going to be cold outside?
Do you want to be a bumsicle? Do you want to be a bumsicle? You want to be frozen next to that trash can? No. Jesus. Find a solution.
If you're cold, they're cold. That's what they're talking
about. There it is.
All right, let's do some sports before we offend any of the bums.
Yeah.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
What?
It's so funny. What?
Sorry, it's
true. Excuse me, Mr. Bum, is it cold out?
It's like -7.
You've had an extra pair of gloves this whole time. I'm going to kill you.
What's in the briefcase?
No! All right, of course, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
And Bud Light. Enjoy Bud Light while you're maybe outside ice fishing.
Yeah, maybe.
Do that sport.
Yeah, maybe just leave it outside for a little bit. It's like the world is your cooler right now.
You get that beer slushy. You know? It's delicious.
Hey, those new seltzers, that might not be a bad slushy, actually.
No, it'd be fantastic.
You know? So there we go. Let's get to sports, for God's sake.
Do it.
You got something about Matt Stafford you want, I'm going to pull up and talk about here in a little bit. NHL last night, the Devils beating the Red Wings 4-1. Red Wings struggling a little bit there.
Good.
NBA. Sunday they're talking. Sunday's NBA is the All-Star game. Team Giannis versus Team LeBron. That's going to be at 8 o'clock on Sunday. If
Giannis,
you want to check that
out. He's from the Bucks, right?
Yes. Yeah. He's very good, man.
Yeah, he's very good.
You know, he's like 7 foot.
Good Lord.
He's 7 foot, dude. He can dribble. He's like a 7 foot point guard.
Yeah.
I didn't know he was that tall.
And a big tall guy.
Yeah. He's good, man. That's the one guy to watch. If you're if you're not really fully blown into the NBA, there's a few players you need to watch. Giannis is one of them. Dokic is the other one.
Yeah.
20 years old.
What's Muggsy Bogues doing these days?
He's still short. Probably can still dunk. He might be in Space Jam, too.
He's in Space Jam, too?
He might be. Oh, he was in Space Jam 1. NCAA men's college basketball tonight. Akron going to be in Central Michigan at 7 o'clock. Saturday's games, Western Michigan going to be at Eastern Michigan at 2:30. Notre Dame going to be at Duke at 4 o'clock. Maryland at Michigan State at 6 o'clock. That's tomorrow. Sunday, Indiana's going to be at Michigan 1 o'clock if you're a Wolverine fan there. Or Indiana fan.
Yeah.
Hoosier fan, if you will. Moving on. There was some golf news. They kicked it off. Matt Kuchar is the leader through the one round at the Genesis Invitational at Riviera Country Club.
Excuse me.
In Los Angeles. Kuchar birdied his first two holes. It never let up until in a 7-under 64 that gave him a 3-stroke lead. Tiger's -2. Tiger actually started out with an eagle and 2 birdies.
Nice.
Eagle, 2 birdies, and then he fell back in the second nine a little bit, but...
I was watching some cat the other day golfing, dude, and it was like, he was like -25, like every, he birdied every hole, and he was just crushing it. I don't know what it was, and I didn't know the golfer, but he was having one of his... It was one of those days that every golfer dreams of.
He was in the zone.
Just in the zone. Like, he made this, like, 40-foot putt, and even him, he's like, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have no idea.
Sometimes it just clicks, man. I just wish it would click more often. Like... A lot more often.
It's never clicked for you or me. Ever. Not once.
God,
not once.
It.
We suck.
Why did they make it look so easy?
I don't know. The millions of dollars? Maybe I'd play better if there's $1 million
on the line.
On the line.
Like, focus, right, focus a little bit more.
I wouldn't be 12 beers deep by the eighth hole. All right. We'll touch on this real quick. So we discussed this yesterday. There was something that came across the wire saying, oh, Matt Stafford.
I heard it's BS.
Going to be traded from the Lions. Blah, blah, blah. Detroit Lions general manager Bob Quinn refuted a late-night report that the team talks to trade quarterback Matt Stafford. He said 100% false. That's what he wrote in a text message to the Free Press.
I'm telling you. I think they should. I really do, man.
I do, too. And Lions fans, we're not just saying that to piss you off.
No,
but
no,
think about it.
We really honestly think it would be beneficial. Not because Matt Stafford's a terrible quarterback.
No,
he's a fantastic quarterback.
It
doesn't click in Detroit.
Think about it. You could trade Stafford for some really good picks, start to build that team of
Tua!
The future. Yeah.
Get Tua.
Yeah.
For the love of God, Detroit.
And then you still got great trading pieces even with Tua. So
yeah, you need Tua.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Stafford's going to be better on another
Tua
team.
What?
I don't know. Try to say his last name.
No, get it. Tua what?
Oh.
Like two of.
Oh.
See what I did there? Nailed it.
Right.
Nailed it. You didn't get it. I had to explain it, so you ruined it. You're the jerk.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, we'll talk more about this, but it's interesting. So now, because his Stafford's wife tweeted out something, and then people have been talking.
She should go.
Yeah. Well, she can't be happy there.
I want to go to California.
Yeah, let's go someplace warm. It's -5 here, Matt. Can we leave, please? So we'll talk more about that a little bit later on, but I just want to put that bug in your ear. Mm-hmm. All right, that's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Rock. Thing that rocks.
Hey, good morning. 6:38, Brock Hunter.
It's a good thing you guys can't see what we're talking about off air.
I know we've always talked about doing, like, a video, like live streaming the morning show.
Yeah, get a little behind-the-scenes action, but then I look at Brock and I'm like, nah.
There's no way.
Nah.
What we talk about off air is horrible.
Because we couldn't talk about anything. We just sit there and stare at each other.
Yeah, we just be like, so...
This camera thing sucks.
It's weather outside, am I right?
You know?
Crazy.
We're talking about things you can't even talk about on a podcast. God. It's Friday, right?
However, our phones are listening and the government will be here shortly.
Just facepalming over there at NSA.
Like, God, what's your guys saying? How did we get this?
Hey, Johnny, tune into this. Listen to what these guys are saying.
This is insane. Anyway, 6:39, let's get to it, your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Come be part of it.
Nailed it, buddy. Def Leppard will follow up their hair band summer stadium tour with Motley Crue and Poison by doing a fall run with the Beards. That's right. They're hitting the road with ZZ Top.
Nice.
Staying busy in 2020. Good Lord.
Yeah.
The 2020 Vision Tour kicks off September 21st at Time Union Center in New York and then runs through October in Spokane. Def Leppard singer Joe Elliott says, quote, having been an admirer of the band for a lifetime, it's going to be a real pleasure to finally do some shows together. Maybe some of us will get to go for a spin with Billy Gibson in one of those fancy cars. He does have a lot of nice old cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's very true, actually.
Gibbons adds, quote, we're excited about hitting the road with Def Leppard this fall. We've been fans of theirs since forever. We've been at this for 50 years now. And the forthcoming run with them underscores that good times are really just beginning. Tickets go on sale Friday or today. No, yeah. I'm sorry, next Friday.
Next Friday
the 21st. Yep.
You know, Brock, Def Leppard holds a very special place in my heart. I mean, it is Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
First concert I actually went to.
First concert ever was Def Leppard.
Ever.
Wow.
Yeah, didn't even see Def Leppard. No, I just saw the mom bombs that were out right next to me.
The tan, freckly mom bombs?
Yes.
Yes.
100%.
Those are my
curly
thing.
Blonde hair. If she walked by me today, hey, Def Leppard, 2006, mom bombs.
Oh, yeah, you were there. I love the freckles on top,
dude.
As the silicon is pressed up, and then it makes these two beautiful tan mounds with little speckles.
Well, you can tell they're fake.
But
you know what? They're not fake if you can touch them.
Damn right, Hunter. That's actually going to be on my tombstone. There you go. So tickets go on sale. We had a nice story, and then we ruined it.
Ruined it.
Just ruined it with mom bombs.
You know, I went to that concert having no idea. Yeah. I literally like, okay, the concert starts, and I look to my left. I'm like, this is the greatest thing of my life. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Concert hasn't even started, and she's got her boobies out. She's already wasted on like 9 margaritas.
Yeah, seriously, though. Up on some dude's shoulder, I'm like trying
Was she holding one of those long drinking cylinders?
Yes, she was. She was. I can't believe it. You called that out?
We all know that woman. And we all love her. It's that yard of booze.
The yard. That's what it was. Oh my God!
After a while, she can't even find the straw.
Try to get it with her tongue.
Oh, she'll be getting something with her tongue. We ruined it. We ruined it. Let's do rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in 2006, I went to a Def Leppard concert. The greatest time of my life.
Some tan boobies. There's actually a couple decent ones. I like this one. I will do this one. 1978, because this is one of my favorite bands of all time. 1978, on this day, Dire Straits began recording their first album. If you're not a fan of Dire Straits, I don't like you. They are fantastic. Sultans of Swing is one of the all-time greatest songs. Mark Knopfler, he's got one of the hardest names to say, but his solos are so clean and so crisp. Like, they play, it's blues, and it's kind of blues rock infused, maybe a little bit of new wave in there, maybe, but he doesn't put a lot of distortion on his guitar. So you can't mess up with not a lot of distortion. Like, everything is heard. And God, he plays clean. It's just so good. Anyway, so there you go. That's what happened in rock history. Rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it. Come be part of it.
Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, hey there. Good morning. 651 Brock Hunter.
Do we have any booze in the studio?
No. Yeah, there's some up in the cabinet up there.
Friday.
What, like drinking?
Yeah, hell with it.
I haven't drank all week.
Yeah.
I've been a good little
boy.
That's
right. You were saying that the past few days.
Because we had a bunch of things going on, so I was ripping it pretty hard. So, like, I'm going to take it easy this week.
No, you got the boss service guys at your house, and you don't want them to see how much of an alcoholic you are.
This guy's going to drown in this tub.
So can you fill that with, booze for any reason? If you wanted to?
I've heard that beer baths are good for your skin.
Yeah.
You're not supposed to drink the beer while you're in it. Oh, okay. But I had figured I'd take it a little easy, rest the liver for a week.
Yeah.
I've actually worked kind of hard this week. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. And for my standards, by the way. When I say I worked hard for my standards.
By my lip over here.
You shut it. Rip your lips off.
What?
I don't know. I think I may crack open a few cold ones. Actually, no, this weekend with the temperatures, it's going to be a good weekend for my coffee and
Bailey's.
And Bailey's. That's what I like to do that in the wintertime.
See, I like Bailey's, but it's too weak. Do they have something that's stronger?
I'm the alcoholic. I got to drink too much of it. I just want to get drunk right away. It's almost like it's in lieu of like a hot toddy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so at night I'll make a little decaf. Little shot of Bailey's in there. It's a perfect way to wind down after a hard day. After I wake up from my midday nap.
Yep. Jeez, dude.
Such bums.
This guy's out here swinging hammers. I know. Working freezing outside in the medium on the highway at this giving moment.
Well, to be fair, my feet were a little chilly when I took my nap.
Oh, poor Brock.
So bad.
There's people out there pissed. People out there on the chain gang, man.
Oh, man.
Working hard.
Yeah. I chalk it up as growing up on a farm.
Huh.
I've paid my penance. Like, I did all that when I was younger, and now I get to, I'm in retirement now, basically, is where it's at. My dad worked me very hard in the wintertime.
Yeah.
I guess fair enough. Actually, no, I was probably just screwing around then, too.
You were.
Dad's like, I'm doing all the work by myself.
You were working hard when he was watching.
Yeah.
Anyway, go into the other barn.
Just horsing around.
Hey, Logan, let's go do something.
Throwing snowballs at pigeons, like, up in the haymow. Anyway, stick around. We got useless trivia coming up next. We're going to give away some cool stuff, and you just got to be smart, so hang around.
Smart time coming up.
Smart, big brain time coming up. We're going to be friends, right?
Are we?
Going to Red Lobster? He said you'd take me there. Anyway, it is time for Useless Trivia. That's right. We're going to win big prizes. Mm-hmm. As always, Useless Trivia brought to you by Nola Rue Casual Cajun Eatery, downtown St. Joe. Oh, a nice cold day like today. Oh. Big old bowl of gumbo. Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, you know, it'd be a great Valentine's little lunch gift, huh?
Dude, get your Valentine's Day.
Some Nola Rue. Here's what you do.
We'll be able
you
get, to walk.
You're on your lunch break, right? The wife still, sure, her lunch break is in like an hour.
Yeah.
So you spend half of your lunch. You got to sacrifice one, guys.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah.
Today's the day. Go to Nola Rue. Get her a nice bowl of gumbo soup on an ice cold day.
Do with a little bit of king cake on the side for dessert.
Take it to her work. Oh.
Dude, you will be rewarded handsomely later on.
Handsomely.
Seriously, though, whether you're looking for lunch, you're throwing a Mardi Gras party, and you need it catered, it doesn't matter. They got you covered at Nola Rue. So go see them. I'm going to give you a gift certificate to Nola Rue, and I got tickets to the boat show.
Oh.
Doesn't feel like boat season yet, but
I'm on a boat!
I'm on a boat, and I'm eating Nola Rue, and
I'm on a boat!
Your useless trivia for today. Today is Valentine's Day, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. The actual Saint Valentine is the patron saint of happy marriage and what odd profession? I like this. The actual Saint Valentine is the patron saint of happy marriage and what odd profession? A, blacksmiths, B, beekeepers, or C, clowns? You clown? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. The actual Saint Valentine is the patron saint of happy marriage and of what odd profession? A, blacksmiths, B, beekeepers, or C, clowns? 925-WIRX, 925-9479 to call, play,
and win.
Hey, good morning. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's 7:03, your useless trivia for today, Valentine's Day themed, because, you know, we like to keep it sexy on Valentine's Day. Nothing to do with sexy. I don't know what that was. Anyway, the original saint, you know what, Saint Valentine, was the patron saint of marriage, happy marriage. What other odd profession was he also the patron saint for? Let's get ourselves a winner here. WIRX, hello.
Yeah, Brock, is it beekeepers?
Beekeepers. That is correct. All right. Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Nicely done, man. What's your name?
Brian.
Brian, where are you calling from this morning, Brian?
St. Joe,
you know we're number one there, right?
I heard.
You heard correct. Well, hey, Brian, you're my big winner on Valentine's Day. Got yourself that gift certificate to Nola Rue and four tickets to the Grand Rapids Boat Show. What station hooked you up?
Rock 107.
All right, next chance to win coming up tomorrow. Or no, not tomorrow. I will not be here. Monday, same place, same time. We'll see you then.